Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You know, I don't know how it's possible that guys got the brand of being the grosser gender. Because I got stats today to prove that you guys have caught up.
I have never.
And surpassed.
Surpassed?
Surpassed even.
Can't everybody just be gross? Does it have to know one gender?
I don't know a dude that has done this. So how did this even come up?
God, how did this come up? I talked about it forever ago.
Weighing yourself before and after you poop to see how much your poop weighs, I thought was exclusively a Kristen thing. And certainly, I have put women higher on the decency scale than dudes and never thought that other women did this. I thought this was strictly Kristen, and I have an Instagram poll to prove that you're not alone. But go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, years ago, I disclosed that there was a scale in the hotel bathroom. And of course, I did what any natural person would do.
No.
Which is, I weighed myself before and after I dropped a deuce to see how much weight I lost. Like, how much you actually, like, and I was really impressed. Like, I lost a whole pound. And it's like, you know, I don't do it all the time, but if time permits and I'm not in a rush and, you know, I can do it, I do it. But how did we, I honestly can't even recall how we started talking about this the other day. Well, but it came up again and Cassie had my back because she has done this.
Yeah, I don't think it's gross. I think it shows an innate curiosity for how the human body works.
And I'm a very curious person. Now, Abby, on the other hand, she thinks we're disgusting.
Now, I wouldn't put this in the gross category. I might put this in the bizarre box. This is definitely in the bizarre box for sure.
So I thought this would be one of the issues that me and my fiance could bond over, you guys being gross.
Of course.
Because she and
bizarre.
We're not poop people. We don't talk about our poop. Uh-huh. I've told you guys before, we go on vacation. We don't even poop in the hotel room. One of us goes to the lobby.
Still, to this day?
Yeah, that's how poopy snobs we are.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I at least went to her and I'm like, okay, let's bond over Cassie and Kristen being totally gross. And I'm like, can you believe what Cassie and Kristen do? She's like, I've done that. No.
Guess what? Hot girls poop too, huh?
Yeah, apparently. I know they poop. I didn't know they weighed it.
you don't weigh the poop. We use science and mathematics and subtraction.
To determine. Actually, it is a very, we're just encouraging STEM.
Yes. This is the future of STEM right here. Women in science.
So Kristen, as
Bill
a sidebar,
so proud.
Kristen as a sidebar the other day, because I came in here just shaking my head after I asked my fiance about it. And she's like, do an Instagram poll. I think that you'll be shocked.
I really wanted to. You really genuinely seemed so disappointed. And I'm like, I guarantee you more people do this than you realize.
I have hung out with a lot of gross dudes in my life. A lot of gross dudes. Dudes love poop. They love talking about poop.
Uh-huh.
I have never met one guy that has ever done this. Ever.
Me either. Not one. Never even thought about it.
So just checking. Tommy, never done it. Kaylee, never done it.
Man, no.
Y'all are boring.
Lame. Tommy'd have to use one of those truck scales.
That's impressive.
Poop on your porch to me.
All right, so I just wrote, three women I know and respect have now told me they have weighed themselves before and after they poop. Women! Ladies, have you ever weighed yourself before or after a poop?
Oh, Cassie, he respects us.
Yay! Not anymore.
Three other women, right? 64% said yes.
Yay!
What in the hell, bro?
64?
Weigh and poop today, astronaut tomorrow.
64%.
I love some of the DMs you're getting, too.
DMs are DMs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's see. What have the DMs been today?
Oh, I tinkled myself.
Quick, weigh yourself.
Yeah.
Here's a DM. I've even done it before/after I pee. These are women.
Wow.
I've never done it after urination.
I've always said I wish they made a scale that goes around your toilet ring to see what you're losing as you go.
What?
This is from a woman.
I would buy that.
It's fascinating.
I've even done it before and after I pee. I've always said hold on a sec. This woman says, it was after a segment when Kristen said she did it, and I thought, I'm going to try that. 2 pounds. 2 pounds dropped off.
Wow.
Two.
She pooped a baby.
2 pounds.
2 pounds.
That's a baby.
This one just came in, which is, I just weighed myself before and after my morning pee, and I lost 1.3 pounds.
What?
So, how about that?
So I just wrote back, congrats.
Y'all can stop holding your pee that long.
I'm shocked you don't do this. You're such a health nut.
I know.
And you love like the ins and outs.
Why?
Of health.
Why?
I don't really know how that's going to benefit him. That right. Knowledge is going to benefit him on his health journey.
Hello, Brenda. Good morning.
You not are a doctor.
On the Burt Show. Hi.
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 I went to the Quick Weight Loss Center.
Yeah.
I think that's where Tommy went before. And yep. I was told that your intestines can actually hold 12 to 14 pounds of poop.
Stop.
What?
So all I heard was I can automatically take 14 pounds off my body weight because it's feces.
Yeah.
I think that was a rumor that John Wayne, back in the day when he died, he had like 10 pounds of in his intestines.
I'm dead.
No, that's incorrect.
What?
It can hold 20 to 25
what?
Pounds.
What?
Shut up.
For the average human of a height from 5 to 5.5 feet. So if you're taller than that, you can hold even more poop.
Bo, I wonder how much you got in there.
Are you 30% poop?
I don't know.
Look at what Lexington is missing. Look at what they're missing from dropping this show. It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.